Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When you see a judge use the phrase, the best interest of the child, he is probably about to abuse his power. For most of our history, the best interest of the child was a matter for parents to decide. Now, supremacist judges and liberal politicians use that phrase to enact their favorite policies. The recent surge of young Central American illegals across our border provides a perfect example. The unaccompanied alien children are clearly breaking our immigration laws. They even turn themselves in to the Border Patrol. If we had an immigration system based on the rule of law, these illegals would be promptly sent back to their home countries. Instead, the law lets judges and bureaucrats determine what is the best interest of the child. In practice, this means that many of the alien children are placed with remote family members in the United States. Many of these so-called family members are also illegal aliens. Sometimes our government cannot even verify that they are family, putting the children at risk of abuse. In theory, these children are told to appear before immigration judges several years later. In reality, the government hands them notices to appear in court, and then it's up to the illegals to comply. Even if they ever do show up, the law says that the best interest of the child guarantees them an advocate at taxpayer expense. The best interest of the child makes a mockery of our legal system because it's a loose expression that is not defined by any law. It also mocks our sovereignty. It makes our border security officials bend over backwards to satisfy the bureaucrats and judges instead of enforcing our laws. Meanwhile, the children are separated from their parents, far from their home. In this border crisis, the only interests served are those of the liberals, who now have admitted thousands of future voters.
In her new book, Who Killed the American Family, Phyllis Schlafly answers that very question. Judges, feminists, psychologists, school districts, college professors, and politicians looking for votes are all to blame. Radio listeners can receive an autographed copy of the book at a special discount at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I've started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. I'm learning to fly around the clouds. But what goes up must come down.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is, OCD.
Outcast Radio. I'm OCD, toll-free nationwide, 800-313-9443. Head over to the website, outcastradio.net, and you'll find a lot of sugar today with the meat. As a matter of fact, the top six stories are all videos, including New Jersey Turnpike, I-95, Black Eyes 18-wheeler trailer flip, crazy biker drives through traffic at high speed, woman loses her mind after missing boat, Japanese androids hold news conference with baby droids, people commenting on Martin Luther King's live speech last night. He's not live. John Stewart mocks Kerry's visit to France. All at OutcastRadio.net. We begin the conversation with Richard in Austin. Hello, Richard. How are you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I deliver pizza, so I wasn't able to call in earlier. Well, I had to ask you, have you ever seen that? It's like multiple versions of documentaries proving that Jesse Jackson and others were part of the assassination arrangement on Martin Luther King.
No, I have never seen that. Tell me about it.
Okay, you've heard of William Peppers, right? He's a noted, documentary producer, author, and he's got a lot of credentials. Then you have Dick Gregory, who marched with Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson and a bunch of others.
Sure, I like Dick Gregory.
Yeah, he has some great conspiracies that he's fighting.
Oh, yeah, he's big into chemtrails. He was actually the one that turned Prince onto the whole chemtrail conspiracy. But go ahead. You finish your story. Go ahead.
Okay, well, Dick Gregory, William Peppers, Joe Brown, Martin III, they've all bared witness. And I don't want to take up too much of your time because I know it's your show. I'm trying to get a good, succinct look at what we're talking about here. They've all taken a look at what it was, a secret trial that went on, and it proved that Jesse Jackson was part of the setup. And what it shows is that Jesse Jackson had an argument with Martin at the last minute before he stepped out on the balcony, because then they were arguing about should Jesse wear a tie like everybody else was going to be wearing a tie, because they wanted to put the best face on for the world. And they, you know, were going to do what they were going to do. And Jesse didn't want to wear a tie because what was going on is the shooters were supposed to shoot everybody who was wearing a tie. Then it goes to where Jesse had, Martin had a special group of youngsters who were going to be the strong arm in case Martin ran into some trouble. Jesse dismissed them. They were at the Lorraine Hotel. He dismissed them at the last minute. And then there was another guy named Billy Giles. He's a Reverend Billy Giles. He was supposed to invite Martin to dinner at 5 o'clock. Well, at 6 o'clock, I'm sorry. But then they told him at the last minute to make it 5 o'clock because they wouldn't have enough sunlight and they didn't want any, you know, errant bullets to be sprayed around. So, and then it goes on from there. It's a bunch of stuff. Like the Bin Ladens were allowed to leave town and nobody else was. It was the same thing with Jesse Jackson. He told everybody else to stay put.
And what do you think? Actually, what do you think happened, Richard, on that day?
Well,
do you think it was a conspiracy?
Well, see, I don't even inject my opinion because my opinion means nothing. But when you talk about the trial that they had, they actually put the wife of a guy named Earl Clark, Lieutenant Earl Clark, they say he was the actual suitor because it was determined by his wife, and they put her on the stand. They asked her, what did her husband do when he got the call that Martin Luther King had been assassinated? And she responded by saying, but he was sick that day, and he was at home, but he realized he had to go into work, so he got dressed and went and got his uniform out of the cleaners. And then the prosecutors asked her the question, well, did you know that the cleaners was closed at that time? So it goes on from there. And then they bring in Jowers and a bunch of other players. So we got to eliminate our opinions, because my opinion don't count, yours don't count, Joe Brown doesn't count, Cynthia McKinney. This is eyewitness accounts of people who were there. A lot of them were in their 70s and 80s. A whole lot of people were talking at this trial. And then they go into the church committee's investigation. So Jesse Jackson, you know, and Cynthia McKinney even pointed out on Alex Jones' show that the second in charge of the FBI had already slated Jesse Jackson to be the heir apparent once Martin was removed, because they figured Jesse would be best suited for the task that they had at hand in the future. So it goes off, and there's a whole lot of other stuff.
But yeah, it seems that Jesse Jackson pretty much has passed the baton to the Reverend Al. It used to be that Jackson was always the go-to guy when someone wanted to pull out the race card, but Al Sharpton seems to be the front runner now. And how he ever got a show on MSNBC, I'll never know.
Well, you know, he's not qualified. He makes more mistakes than anybody I've ever seen on TV. But when you're a made man, like we've already seen, he was working for the...
Yeah, and people forget about Tawana Brawley. You know, that was back, late 80s, early 90s. Those fake rape charges. That was back in the day when he was going about three bills wearing a sweatshirt and a gold chain. It looked like... He looked like a bouncer from Soul Train.
Yep, he sure did.
How are things in Austin, man? I miss that place. I've been here for going on 4 months, and I had moved from Austin. I was over in, if you deliver pizza, you know where I was at. I was over in the 04, as the kids call it, off of Manshack and Lamar. What part of Austin are you in right now?
Well, I'm on the far other end, but when I was at Bergstrom in the 80s, I would be out in that area a lot, so I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I just couldn't find a job, man. I had to leave. It's interesting. They talk about the prosperity of Austin. I didn't really see it. You know, it's mostly the young people that have all the good jobs and all the techies working at Apple and Google. I had a real hard time. I just couldn't find a decent job there.
That's kind of strange, because a fellow like you, I listen to you, and you seem like you could pretty much sell yourself into any position, even if you're not qualified. So I'm shocked to hear that.
I just have a good line of bull. That's all, man. Hey, what's the temperature in Austin right now?
Well, I think it's like near 70. It was pretty warm today.
Really? Not bad. Not bad at all.
Open up my front and back door to let my dogs rip in the room.
All right, man. I'll let you go, Richard. Always appreciate the call, buddy. Have a good night. 800-313-9443. Here's one. Man gets ticket for driving while eating a cheeseburger. Man was cited for allegedly distracted driving in Georgia when a police officer saw him eating a cheeseburger behind the wheel, according to ABC affiliate WSB-TV. The police officer in question, whose name has not been released, cited Cobb County's distracted driver law, and the driver has a court date for February 3rd, said the Atlanta TV station. Quote, maybe I was enjoying the burger too much. I needed to tone it down, said driver Madison Turner. I was certainly willing to do so, but I didn't expect to be fined or punished. Cobb County Court would not comment to WSB-TV because the case is ongoing, but Turner's attorney said he expects to have it overturned because many drivers, himself included, eat and drive. I've only seen something like this charge when there's an accident. There was no accident, So the fact that this man was charged with eating and driving is a first for me. You think you should be allowed to eat and drive? I think so. There's just too many rules. People are going to die no matter what you do. You can come up with all the laws you want, you know, no texting and driving, no eating and driving, no matter what. People are still going to die. We're all terminal. So why not enjoy your life? I actually enjoy eating and driving. And I also enjoy doing my taxes while I'm eating and driving. But that's just me. This year's taxes will be real easy to do. Income, like nothing. 800-313-9443.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Radio 800-313-9443. It is the American way. By the way, President Obama gave his address to the nation, and here I am an hour and 20 minutes into the show, and I finally mention it. Why? Because I do my stories in the order of importance. And if you'll notice, my last story was about a man getting a ticket for driving while eating a cheeseburger. Again, the stories are done in order of importance. Why would you watch that? You're just going to get frustrated, irritated, and then Mark Levin is going to come on tomorrow night and rant and rave about it, how this president is not a constitutionalist. Yeah, tell us something we don't know. And instead, you just spend 3 hours a night yelling about something that you can't change. And it's not going to change. And things are going to get worse financially, spiritually. Things will get darker. Days will get darker. But the good news is there will be light. Let there be light. So I don't even bother to care less. And I can guarantee you I probably won't even load in a story about the State of the Union address because I don't care. Doesn't concern me. Although Sean Hannity and Rush can spend 3 hours talking about it, I can't. I'm not going to trade in my peace of mind to talk about something I can't change. And most of these stories, you can't really change anything. But you can talk about them. For example, John Stewart mocks Kerry's visit to France. I think this is funny. John Kerry brought James Taylor to sing You've Got a Friend. And when they embraced, that is Kerry and Hollande, he practically was kissing him on the lips. Well, he was kissing him on the cheeks, and Hollande didn't look too receptive. But let's get Mr. Stewart's take on this. This is John Stewart mocks Kerry's visit to France.
Thank you. So President Obama had a successful bro time hangout with the British Prime Minister. But how are we making up for last week's no-show on the Champs-Élysées?
Secretary of State John Kerry is on a charm offensive this morning in Paris.
I know what you're thinking. Is it a good idea to send a man who appears to be a love child of Andrew Jackson and a wooden cigar store Indian on a charm offensive? It is a good idea if he's going to France.
John Kerry speaks French, loves France, studied in France.
Favorite type of fries? French. Favorite type of bulldog? French. Favorite kind of maid? French. Favorite mustard? Heinz. Come on, he's not going to jeopardize his marriage over mustard. I'll tell you this, though. Late at night when John Kerry's wife, Theresa Heinz Kerry, is sleeping, what condiment does the secretary secretly retrieve from the hiding space behind that loose tile under the toilet tank?
Wink.
Don't you see? This is a brilliant move. Kerry's general Frenchiness, the thing that lost him our presidential election, is what makes him our perfect envoy. All right, here he comes. He's meeting French President Hollande, and he's going, no, I don't think he wants that. No! No, I don't think, no, he doesn't want to touch! Pull out! He's not wanting that! You know, I got to check out that hug utilizing NFL's replay technology because Hollande's face is of a Frenchman not being healed, but being forced to eat his first Velveeta Wonder Bread sandwich. Let's see. All right, he's walking in. There you go. All right. Kerry's going in. Now, the French president goes with the upper hands. It's the upper hands. Oh, I just want to touch hands. I just want to touch hands. This is the distance. Keep it at this distance. But Kerry says, that. Come on, baby. Bring it in. Oh, we're bros. Couple of casual dudes. Now, the French president's saying, okay, I've had enough. And go. He's like, all right, I'm done. Hollande tries to get out. But watch, Kerry says, I'm tell you what, though. I am never letting you go. I am never. Look at Hollande. He's looking at him. Hollande says, I'm very. No, all right. That's not what I wanted, but that is not prom worthy. Look at the French. Look at Kerry's looking at him like, eh? And the French president's like, eh. All right, so phase one did not necessarily go off according to plan, but certainly phase two will win French hearts and minds.
Secretary Kerry brought James Taylor to perform You've Got a Friend for the people of France to help ease tension.
You've got a friend.
Well, Are you trying to get us in a war? Is that what it is? James Taylor singing You've Got a Friend. A little on the nose, don't you think? For God's sakes, Kerry, you couldn't fly the Rembrandts over to do the Friends theme, or... Maybe have him just come in, do the Schwimmer. Or maybe the Zack Attack. Oh, don't act like you don't know the Zack Attack. I don't know, man, by the looks of that guy in the back, I think he's going to try and stab a dude. We'll be right back.
This is Outkast Radio, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Beast Mode 2.0, stronger pot strain name for Marshawn Lynch. Seattle Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch nicknamed Beast Mode. Actually sees his moniker applied to a new stronger strain of hippie lettuce. The Queen Anne Cannabis Club nicknamed their crop Beast Mode in honor of Lynch. The owner of the shop, Nate Diggity Johnson, told TMZ that Beast Mode did such a great job garnering business that they've gone with Beast Mode 2.0, containing 5% more THC. They call it a super pain reliever, and it hits you just like Marshawn, hard and fast. Culver City, California cops arrested Marshawn Lynch back in 2009 after smelling hippie lettuce in a car he sat in with friends. The police found four joints in the car. Like marijuana users, Lynch sometimes disappears from job obligations, snacks on junk food, and exhibits communications problems. Should the beast opt to give Beast Mode a try, followed by the obligatory pack of Skittles, he may smoke easier, knowing that the NFL has eased up on marijuana, just not as much as Washington State. Is there anybody out there who has gone to one of these shops, be it in Seattle, Washington, or Colorado? If anyone's listening in those areas, I'm just curious if you've ever gone to one of these legalized hippie lettuce shops, and if you could give us a comparison between the legal and the illegal. Because I'm going to assume, you know, in the case of this one, they were able to make it 5% stronger. They must have a lot of control over the strength of these different varieties of pot. And I'll bet it's really good stuff. I've actually heard that, what is that stuff they put on the, this is where I sound old, they put it on a film and you eat it. It's really strong. Oh, what the heck's that called? Not cookies. I'll figure it out. 800-313-9443. No wonder why I can't figure it out. I can't seem to think straight.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes,
hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
FDIC approved. 800-313-9443. Check out the website. Woman loses her mind after missing boat. Crazy biker drives through traffic at high speed. New Jersey Turnpike I-95. Black Eyes 18-wheeler trailer flip. People commenting on Martin Luther King's live speech last night. There was no live speech. Love my man Peter Schiff. He basically breaks it down when it comes to Switzerland bypassing Christine Lagarde and the IMF and announcing that you no longer will peg their money against the euro, going up 30% in one day. So what is to come up next? Let's find out and listen. This is Peter Schiff. Will China pull a Switzerland on the U.S. dollar?
Hi, everybody. This is Peter Schiff. It is Friday, January 16th, 2015. Yesterday, Thursday, January 15th, I don't know if it's a day that will live in infamy, but certainly in the minds of some of the foreign exchange traders and some of the companies that allow people to trade foreign exchange that may have went bankrupt yesterday, it will certainly be a big day in the global foreign exchange markets, because yesterday was the day where Switzerland dropped the bombshell into the Forex markets, surprised everybody by abandoning its peg to the euro. The 120-to-1 relationship that was established about 3 years ago, and just recently the Swiss dug in their heels and said, we will defend this till the end. Of course, you have to say that because they had shown any signs of weakness, there would have been an avalanche of buying of Swiss francs. So, of course, they had to act that way, even if they were planning at that time to give up the peg. But, you know, this was also part of the propaganda effort to get the Swiss not to vote for the Save Our Swiss Gold, because they wanted to keep this peg, and they surprised everybody, and they gave it up. Now, of course, it didn't surprise me. I mean, I was surprised that they did it yesterday. I didn't know when they would do it. I knew they would. I've been expecting this from the very beginning. If you go back to the first day when the Swiss announced this policy, I said at the time it was a big mistake, that Switzerland would regret it, and they would ultimately abandon the peg when they had thrown too much good money after bad. When they had lost enough Swiss francs, blown enough wealth, buying up euros, they would eventually throw in the towel, and that is exactly what they did. And of course, they've lost tens of billions on their foreign exchange reserves. But why did Switzerland decide to bite the bullet now and accept those losses? Because waiting would mean even bigger losses in the future. The longer they waited, the more they were going to lose. And so they cut and run. They did what a lot of traders are reluctant to do. They limited their losses. They also did something that few central banks do. They admitted they were wrong. I mean, they didn't come right out and say it, but if you read between the lines, it was obviously a mistake. Because they did it to prevent the Swiss franc from rising, well, it rose anyway. And if they had never instituted the peg, the franc still would have risen, but they wouldn't have lost all this money on their bloated foreign exchange reserves. So it was a big surprise, and it happened. It was long overdue. I'm glad the Swiss did it. I'm glad for the Swiss people. We certainly own a lot of Swiss francs ourselves, a lot of investments in Switzerland. You know, the Swiss stock market was down Thursday, and everybody makes a big deal about that. Yes, it was down in Swiss francs, but since the Swiss francs gained so much value, the real value of Swiss stocks went up. In fact, for Switzerland, that's the only nation this week where prices went down for things like gold. Gold went down a lot in Swiss francs, even as it surged in every other currency. Gold was up about $50 this week in dollars. It was up more than that in euros. In fact, gold closed above 1,100 euros. It closed above 1,000 euros just 11 days ago. So gold went up another 10% in the last 11 days in terms of Swiss francs. And in fact, it was rising in the days prior to that. So it's probably, I think gold's gone up every day this year so far in terms of euros, and it's done very well in other currencies. But Switzerland is better off because they can now buy things for less money. Their Swiss francs are more valuable. But this is a lesson. This is a lesson in why central banking doesn't work, that these types of monetary policies are doomed to fail, that the central banks were trying to swim against the tide, and eventually they had to give it up. And this is going to happen with all these managed exchange systems. In fact, Switzerland is a small microcosm of the bigger pegged relationship that is going to end. And when it does, it will be much more spectacular. This was a tremor when the Chinese decide to abandon their peg, both for the Hong Kong dollar and the yuan. That is going to be a 10.0 on the Richter scale of economic activity. Right? That is going to be huge. And this time it's going to be the dollar that takes it on the chin. And sure, the dollar sold off along with the euro on the announcement of the Swiss franc, at least against the Swiss franc. But this is going to be primarily a dollar story. Now, why did Switzerland decide to give up this peg? Because they couldn't continue to subsidize the Europeans. See, initially their goal is, well, they wanted to stop the euro from rising. And again, I mean, they wanted to stop the Swiss franc from rising, which didn't make any sense, right? This is the problem where you have these central bankers who believe that weakness is good and strength is bad. And so they wanted to stop their currency from rising, and so they adopted this peg. But what it meant was that they were going to subsidize Europe. And it's difficult for such a small nation, even a wealthy nation like Switzerland, to subsidize 300 million plus people throughout the Eurozone. And after 3 years of trying, they gave it up. And the longer they waited, the more expensive it would have been. Well, China has been making the same mistake for a longer period of time with the United States. China has $4.5 trillion in foreign reserves, much more than Switzerland, although China is a larger nation. But the interesting thing is the average Swiss is wealthier than the average European. So you have wealthy people subsidizing people who are not as wealthy. But in the case of China and America, you have poor people in China subsidizing the American middle class. How long can this go on? How many more dollars are the Chinese going to buy before they give up, just like the Swiss, before they surrender? And when you surrender at a currency war, your people are victorious. They win. And you never want to win a currency war. You want to lose. Unfortunately, a currency war is the war that Americans are going to win to our own detriment. Now, when China does this, I don't know if they're going to float the Hong Kong dollar separately from the yuan, or maybe peg the Hong Kong dollar to the yuan and then float the yuan. But I think what the catalyst is going to be is QE4. People think that maybe the reason that the Swiss timed the breaking of the peg when they did is because Europe is about to do QE. And the Swiss really were frightened at the prospect of having to back up all their toboggans and load them up with euros. Because if Europe did QE, the big loser would have been Switzerland, because they would have had to buy up all these euros and print up all these francs. So maybe they decided, no mas, right? We're out here. We're checking out. You do QE, you do it on your own. Well, Switzerland isn't the only country in Europe that's against QE. Germany is against it too. Germany doesn't want it. And a lot of people, Goldman Sachs came out after this announcement and said, aha, the Swiss know that this QE program is going to be big, bigger than we thought. That's why they want out, right? Well, I wouldn't be so sure, because without the Swiss, it makes it even harder. And I'm sure the Germans are going to be digging in their heels, knowing that they don't have the crutch provided by Switzerland. And so I still don't think we're going to get the big QE program that everybody thinks about. They floated some rumors today that the QE that they're going to do, if they do it, is going to be not at the ECB level, but somehow at the level of the individual central banks for each currency. So somehow Germany isn't on the hook for Greek defaults or Italian defaults. And so the ECB is going to somehow require the member banks to buy debt of their own sovereign, so that the Greek central bank would buy Greek debt, the Italian central bank would buy Italian debt, and the Bundesbank would buy German debt, and somehow that insulates German taxpayers. I don't even know how you pull that off.
This is Outkast Radio, 800-313-9443.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow, why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Talk radio. Maybe not the coolest show, but I would say the coolest bumper music. Let's go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Don. Good evening. Hey, Don.
Good to have you on board,
you
buddy.
Heard the news about the 13 young men in Iraq, Iraq, were watching a soccer match. They got murdered. Let's look at what's going on with these monsters that are over in the Middle East. And what's going to happen, Don, when it happens here? What's going to happen when something like that happens in this country?
It is.
What's going to happen?
It's a matter of time.
And then you got a Obamanist, a very Sotero Obamanist, making a buddy-buddy with a terrorist state of Cuba. I just don't get what's actually going on here. It's unbelievable. And then it's just amazing what's going on. Really.
Did you watch the State of the Union?
I heard it a little bit on the radio. That worked, but I did hear a little bit of it. It was same old rhetoric. Nothing's going to change. The same old.
Yeah. That's why I didn't watch it. Like I said, I was doing my stories in order of importance, and I actually touched on a hamburger story about a guy getting arrested for getting a ticket for eating a cheeseburger while he was driving. To me, that's more important than the State of the Union. It's just going to be the same old state with a lot of disunion. And, you're reaping what you sow, not we, but, this Obamacare tax is kicking in this year. I think a lot of people are going to be really shocked what they're going to be paying on their taxes. And there's a story that H&R Block doesn't even know what they're doing. They don't understand it. So good luck with your taxes.
One more thing, Don. Joni Ernest gave response, the rebuttal. And she didn't say one thing about immigration, what the Republicans are actually going to do with the immigration invasion. I think they're all the same party. It's just one big joke. And, nothing's really going to get done in Washington. It's going to be the same old, same old. You have a few guys like Sessions and Stickers, Matt Dodd, and a couple other guys, but the rest of it's going to be the same old thing, Don. Nothing's going to change. You'll see.
So I've been saying for a long time.
It's a
two-headed one-party system, Tom. It's a two-headed one-party system, and the sooner people realize that, the sooner they'll wake up from this matrix. And I think the president also, didn't he introduce an illegal alien or was supposed to? During the State of the Union, just to kind of show you who's in charge?
Yes, that's right. Another thing is, I'm looking at California. You have Barbara Boxer, you have Feinstein and Pelosi. All three of those things are worth multiple millions of dollars, and you really think they care about the average person in California, Don? They're worth millions and millions of dollars, each one of those.
And by the way, Boxer is retiring. She's not seeking re-election.
Schmuck in there. And then you got this guy. Look at the movie Sniper. You got Michael Moore, and you got that other imbecile, left-wing Hollywood, Hollyweird. Telephonies. It's just unbelievable what's going on in this country. It's mind-boggling.
Well, it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better. And like you said, they're the same. It's a two-headed, one-party system. This illusion of choice is what keeps America asleep. The idea that you have a choice, you don't have any choice.
Exactly.
You have owners and they own you. The words of George Carlin.
That's right, Don. You're
you
a patriot.
Don't let them steal your joy, though. That's what they want to do more than anything.
Don, I got to say this. I knew it was all over back in 2008 with the housing crisis. When I seen they were walking around on Wall Street with millions of dollars from these banksters, and then the rest of the people are losing their homes for their robo-signing and all that, I knew the game was over back in 2008, 2009. The whole country was corrupt. It was a conspiracy to me. That's all I know.
Well, the price of, think about this, the price of gas, I believe, is a collusion between the United States and Saudi Arabia to bankrupt Russia. But in the meantime, it's hurting the only prosperous state in this union, which is Texas. Texas is getting ready to go through a recession because of this.
Texas is going to go to a blue state within the next 12 years, I do believe. It won't be a red state. It's going to be a total blue state.
I agree. I've said that many times on the show, too. 2016, Texas goes blue, and that's it. The country's over.
It's over. The left of college is gone. It's over. And these lily whites don't get it. That's what I call them, lily whites. it's unbelievable what's happening.
Hey, I lived in Austin for 20 months. I know all about the trendies. They've got their head in the clouds.
On the founding fathers of this country are rolling in their graves. Our grandfathers, our great-grandfathers are rolling in their graves to see what happened to the United States of America.
Country, I believe that this country was ordained from above. And the three branches of government were meant to be checks and balances. The executive, judicial, and legislative were meant to be checks on each other because they knew power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
And you're absolutely correct.
We've got rule by executive fiat order.
Absolutely correct. That's it in a nutshell. You got it right there in a nutshell. So, anyway, Don, thank you for your time, and God bless.
You're welcome. God bless you, Tom. Thank you for being out there. Thank you for listening to the show. Look what message the Vatican plane is proclaiming, a one-world religion. Pope Francis has an official plane that transports him across the world, provided to him by the Vatican. I wonder if the Vatican has its own runway, its own hangar. As such, the plane bears the official Vatican seal, the coat of arms. The Vatican does not own the plane, but when the Pope flies on it, it is reserved exclusively for him and his entourage. Or is it for him and his posse? Directly under the Vatican seal is another seal of sort. And if you go to my website, outcastradio.net, you'll see it. The seal proclaims the following: one world religion. Something I've been pounding for years. I believe that the Vatican and the Catholic Church and the Pope will be the false prophet, and they will be the marketing firm for that leader who will eventually take over. And it's all falling into place. Everything is falling into place. And that's the one story that really surprises me, that all of these stories are falling into place. And I read it in the book, and then I see it in the headlines, and I'm still astounded that everything is just falling into place according to schedule, and yet people look at all of these events, and they don't see any of it. And that's what mystifies me. I guarantee you tomorrow, if you listen to Rush or Hannity, especially Rush, he'll be playing clips from Obama's speech, as well as Mark Levin, and they'll both be getting pissed off and lamenting that he's not a constitutionalist like Mark Levin. And he's not, but we know that. That's like getting mad at a dog because he barks. That's what they do. It wasn't like Obama's hiding anything. He said he was going to radically transform this nation, and he's done it. And he was selected, in my opinion, by those in the shadows. And those are the ones that run the deal. The Illuminati, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome, Skull and Bones, Council on Foreign Relations. These are the entities you never hear uttered by Brian Williams, Rush, Hannity, Beck. Beck was kind of in our court for a while, and then I don't know exactly what happened, if he was taken behind the curtain, but he was doing an expose on the Fed. And his ratings were higher than O'Reilly's when he was doing a show at 5 o'clock Eastern on Fox. And all of a sudden, he kind of retreated from all of that. Maybe he got too close. Maybe not. Who knows? Here's what I do know. I don't know anything. Except it is an interesting time to be alive. This is Outcast Radio. Black and white in a gray world.